Oh. I thought they were synonyms.
I mean, they're both fat.
I thought the fatty cast was another name for BFO, but it's not. We've already established.
Is it? It might. I don't know.
You just said it was a different show.
I call it the Big Fatty.
If anybody who's not part of Pride 48 listens to this podcast, they're going to be like, what the fuck is happening?
They're like, who? What? Who is this? Well, good. Then do some research and you'll find a cool network of LGBTQ+. I feel like I'm missing some letters. I'm sorry.
LGBTQIA+.
Okay.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
If anybody who's not part of BFO listens to this podcast, they're going to be like, what the fuck is happening?
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3751 of the BFO for Tuesday the 21st of June 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I hope I'll finish telling you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Solsticizers. Big Fatty, that is not a word. It's not, but it's what you are today. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all in the Northern Hemisphere, today is the first day of summer, and that means the day of the year where we have the most daylight hours. And Big Fatty, this is a good day for you. It is, because starting tomorrow, the days start getting shorter. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all in the Southern Hemisphere, down there in the future, it is the first day of winter. And so it's the day with the least amount of daylight hours. Big Fatty. And so y'all, it's a good day. It's a good day indeed. And y'all, I'm going to tell you one reason it's a good day is, y'all, I woke up on Monday morning and I had an e-letter from DJ Ron. You know, he's in the St. Petersburg, very close to where Big Fatty is. But y'all, I'll say this again, since I am the guest of the Nip and his sister Flo, I can't really get away to see folks or anything like that. I just don't think that would be proper. But DJ Ron, y'all, this shows you the kindness of listeners of the BFO. He went back to last year's little shows on these dates, the 21st through the 24th, and he listened and made a list for me of the people who had celebrations of exiting the birth canal and anniversarium, so I'll be able to do it even though I don't have the mocking calendar. Today, the 21th of June, y'all. It's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this person I met in Lost Wages. I think he came to the Pride 48 a couple of times in Lost Wages. And if memory serves me, Big Fatty, it doesn't. He and his other half came to Nolens as well. Y'all, I am talking about the better half of that Aussie Martinez. Yes, Big Fatty, out there in the Mile High City. They put the high in Mile High. They do. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Jay. Big Fatty, we love Jay. He's a big old tall drink of water, y'all. That's all I'm going to say. But, and y'all, I don't know. I think Jay is on the Twitty, but I think his... I think his account is like Jay Never Tweets or something like that. Ready? So, y'all, if you see Jay or, you know, even RC can relay a message on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of edible cake. Oh, Big Fatty, and maybe some Doritos. Big Fatty! Y'all, a couple other things from our trip down. Yo, first of all, y'all, you know, the Nip and Durwood and I, we ordered the tickets for the Best of Broadway in Charleston, and y'all, they arrived before we left. I just wanted to mention that. And y'all, on the trip, it was relatively uneventful, except I think Olive really enjoyed the trip. We learned a lot about him. His father did forestry kinds of things where he would go and estimate the amount of timber that was in a plot of land, and then the company would bid on that based on all that. And Olive was just very impressed with the reforestation of pine, of the pine trees here in Flowrider. And y'all, it just kind of was the sentimental journey for him. And but y'all, one of the interesting things that was said. Oh, by the way, we did stop at the Flowrider Welcome Center. Big Fatty grapefruit or orange? We had grapefruit, and it was delicious. What was I saying? Y'all, we passed the agricultural station, and Olive says, "Now, if we had cone with us, would we need to stop there?" First of all, why cone? You know, but no, I think it's just the big agricultural trucks or whatever. But y'all, we thought we might just take us some cone back and see if we need it. We'll pull in and see if they need to check our cone. But anyway, be ready, check your cone. Only time we really ran into any traffic was on the interstate, the 75, for those of you who use that that terminology. And y'all, down around Tampa and where the Interstate 4 comes together, y'all, you know, that's down, the Interstate 4 takes you over to Rat World. And anyway, but we made pretty good time, y'all. We did stop at the Vons East before we got to the house, just so we wouldn't have to go back out once we got here. We could just have a cocktail and relax, and y'all, that's exactly what we did, y'all. We just had a sandwich, and we had some some horse duvers, and we had what else did we have? Big Fatty had cocktails. We did. And y'all, Big Fatty's a heavy pourer. Yes, Big Fatty. And so Olive and I both were feeling no pain after we had one cocktail. But y'all, it was a lovely first night here. We got everything unpacked and made a list of we mainly stopped just to get things that we knew that we were gonna need to get Sunday started for us, and so that's what we did. And then on Sunday, got up. Big Fatty made the big ass breakfast.
Trademark Vera Charles.
I beg your pardon. The big ass brufkus. Had a nice morning. And what did we do then? Everybody kind of got in the old cement pond. Y'all, they've got a real nice saltwater cement pond here at the house. And y'all, it's a small backyard. There's a hammock. Oh yes, Big Fatty, you used to have a hammock in the fat cave. No, that was a sling. Oh, never mind. But y'all, it's a small backyard, but they've got a tiki hut and an outdoor eating area, and the grill, and the hammock, and y'all, they've landscaped it just lovely, and they got the nice colored lights that shine up on the trees at night. Y'all, it's really, really well done. And everybody kind of sat out by the old swimming hole, and what did I do? I went to the Von's East again. We had made a list of things that they didn't have here and other things that we knew we needed. And so I made a run to the Von's East, and they had, y'all, you know, I had bought those liquor popsicles. And so evidently they each had a popsicle while I was gone and just raved about them. And when I got back, put everything away, and I had decided we were gonna grill out on Sunday night, and so I pulled out the barbecue spare ribs, and we had the cone on the cob that I grilled, and French fried potatoes. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And I think everybody enjoyed supper. We had another very strong cocktail. And of course, you know, you have to have a little horse duvel with your cocktails. Saturday night, I brought the buffalo chicken dip that I had left from Friday at Fatty's. And everyone enjoyed it again on Saturday night. And Saturday night also heated up the pizza, the mystery pizza pie. By the way, y'all, I went back and checked the cameras at the villa, and the pizza pie was delivered on Friday night at 11:08 p.m. in the evening. And the lady that delivered it, she took two pictures to prove that she delivered it. Y'all, she just delivered it to the wrong damn house. Y'all, I ate one of the pieces of the pizza pie, and y'all, it was really quite good. And, then Saturday night, our little, horse duva, with our cocktails, we had cheese and crackers. We had a Triscuit, and we had, Gouda cheese and pepper jack cheese and cheddar cheese. And y'all, it was just a little something. And, y'all, we were all, the grand doctor has just gone off. Y'all, he's cute. Big Fatty Yavalga. Clearly he's got some sort of impediment. both nights, I think that we were all just just a poop deck pappy. Big fatty, you pooped on the deck? No, just poop deck pappy is just, you know, it's kind of like wrung out and hung up to dry or something. I don't know what it is. And y'all, oh my goodness. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Y'all on a Sunday night, y'all, the weather rat would have been in heaven because y'all, we had the heavy. Oh, y'all, that is some Cheetos. I just had a little Cheeto. Y'all, we're going to a restaurant Monday night called the Front Porch or the Porch or something like that. It's a tiny little restaurant, but y'all, it looks good. And so we made our decision to go there, and y'all, it was a southern thunderstorm, and y'all, there was lightning, and it was a downpour, is what it was, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been the weekend. Yes, big ready. Y'all, I forgot, Sunday, Oveda, sent me a testimony, and Big Freddy, you're gonna be able to record, because I told him, I said, let me wait and see how the inner tubes are, and see what the schedule is, and y'all, so we recorded, set up the auxiliary studio. It sounds a little bit different, I know, but y'all, it's a nice little room, and what am I trying to say? So, I set it all up, and y'all, I couldn't get my mouse to work and things like that, you know, because I'm on the laptop. So, it takes a minute for me to kind of figure out everything, but I finally got it figured out, and hopefully you can tolerate. Big Fatty, we tolerate it 5 days a week. Why would this week be any different? Well, that's true. But, anyway, so Vader and I recorded the LFC, he was telling about his trip to Alaska and Big Freddy, and he was not able to get away and meet Tim in Alaska. Anyway, it was a lovely trip, except for, y'all, you just have to go over and listen. He's already posted, that little show. If you don't listen, it's, the LFC and, y'all, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, called in, and, y'all, he's also posting, Throw Up Thursdays, where he takes an old LFC from years ago, like in 2006, and post one of those. In fact, y'all, it's so old that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, was just known then as Chris from Tennessee. Big Fatty, that is a long time ago. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely first day of summer. I know the old gal joins me in saying that we're looking forward to the days getting shorter. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you know she is. But anyway, y'all, I've got a lot of voice letters I'm going to play this week, okay? Because there ain't a whole lot going on except relaxation. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the girls from over there at Amy and Nessa get fucked up. And Amy, what do you say to new BFOs?
If anybody who's not part of BFO listens to this podcast, they're going to be like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh, yes. Well, even people that have been listening for years say that on a regular basis. Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.